Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, bow, bow. Bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump. What? Ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
From what transpired last season.
What has transpired?
Why do we start 7 o'clock with a flub?
Why not?
We end the week with flubs. This is the beginning of the week.
They got to bring them back.
We just had a three-day weekend.
We did. How was yours, by the way? It looked lovely.
It was a staycation sort of weekend for me. It was very nice. The weather, obviously, was picture perfect.
So hot.
About to change, apparently. We're got rain in the forecast, wind and rain coming up in San Diego over the next couple of weeks. So
red flag warning, everybody be safe.
What happened, Paulie?
Yeah.
Red flag warning, so everybody be safe this week.
Don't set fires out of the East County.
Oh, yeah, man.
Don't want everything to burn down. That's good advice, really, all the time. Don't set fires in the East County, but in particular right now, because winds are expected to be very high. But it was gorgeous, and so we did kind of a staycation weekend. We had access to a private condominium,
Paul,
on Mission Bay. It was definitely a little bit of, yeah. it was upper class this weekend for myself and my wife Shelley. We had a great time.
Well,
socially distanced, but
you guys socially distanced
from other people,
from each other,
not from each other. We're not socially distanced from each
How
other.
How not socially distanced were you, Ben?
Well, we took pictures. We did selfies, you know, right? Great sunset
what
shots.
What is this sunset? It's all flustered right now. The sunset sunset pictures were lovely.
Thank you.
They were lovely.
I thought they were very nice.
Now, again, was this a romantic sort of weekend? What did you do Friday? Like, what did you do Friday night?
We spent most of the time
in bed,
kind of looking out at the view.
Right.
We sat on the sand a little bit on our own little beach setup.
How comfortable are you in the beach setting?
I'm all right. I like a chair as opposed to a towel.
100%.
A towel doesn't do much for me. Just laying on the sand.
Back hurts.
Yeah. That's not that much fun, so. Give me a good beach chair.
God, I love walking by the beach. I hate going to the beach, but I love walking by the beach. I love standing on the concrete and smelling the sea air. I do not like to
And there was plenty of entertainment, actually, because where we were down there at Mission Bay, there was like 4 or 5 beach volleyball courts set up. And I guess it's one of those activities that has become very popular again, given the pandemic and things you can kind of do outside and, you know, stay away from your partner and your opponents because you're on opposite sides of a net and you're outside. So there were people playing beach volleyball almost constantly the entire weekend. We watched a lot of it. And then yesterday, I actually was at work at Channel 10, but Shelley was watching these guys. They came out and they were playing foot volley, which is, and she showed me some of the video. It's beach volleyball, but you can't use your hands.
It's feet only.
It's feet, head, you know, chest, shoulder, anything like you can use in soccer, you can use in foot volley. They were incredible. They would actually, like, spike the ball with their feet by doing a flip.
Like a bicycle
like
kick.
Like a bicycle kick flip
is
the spike.
Is the net shorter?
A little bit lower. A little bit lower than a traditional beach volleyball net. But, you know, they're setting with their feet, you know, popping it up to their partner, who then, you know, heads it over to the other side of the net. These guys were incredible. Shelly said it was one of the most amazing things she's ever seen. She was actually, she texted and called several times saying, you wouldn't believe how talented. And I said, well, get some information. We'll do a story on them for Channel 10.
Yeah.
Because this is a sport. It's more popular, I think, outside the United States than here. But she said these guys were Brazilian. And she said that that was definitely not the reason why she was interested.
Now, I saw the video. They're very attractive.
Well, yeah, they're all shirtless, well-built Brazilian.
Oiled.
Like, have you ever oiled up? I've never oiled up.
You don't want to see me all greased up, buddy. There's no good reason for me to be greased up. The most greased up you'll see is me on the golf course spraying sunscreen on my arms, my face, and my bacon neck.
Yeah, these guys were glistening, basically.
Yeah, I saw the video.
But she said, that's not, I know what you're thinking.
Sure, sure.
I really am just appreciating the athleticism, the skill.
It's why you
and
read
the talent of
Playboy for the articles. It's the same exact reason she was appreciating their talent.
But, yeah, it's, you know, I mean, a lot of people out on the beach, and but we stayed away, and we enjoyed ourselves. And,
well, I bet you did. I bet you did.
Had a little, nice weekend.
You little devil. What's that like, spending time with your wife without your kids?
You'll know in about 10 years.
Yeah, can't wait for that. I told Bo yesterday, Bo's 3 years old, he was sitting on the couch. I said, your mom and I have talked. We've decided it's time for you to get a job and move out of the house. He's 3 years old. We're over it. Yeah, we are 100% over his attitude.
Yeah, joke will be on you. He'll be making more than you in about 6 months.
That's not hard. You could sell sandwiches on Mission Bay and make as much,
you could have this weekend.
Not more than I do.
Could have this weekend for sure. No doubt about it.
Yep.
So, of course, the big stories over the weekend, the football playoffs, and, again, another move by A.J. Preller. Acquiring Joe Musgrove. Let's reset a little bit of our trade thoughts for the new audience here that's joining us here at 7 a.m. after the long weekend, Woods. Joe Musgrove is a friend of the program.
Yep.
Let's just be clear about that. And I don't want to seem impartial or have my analysis colored at all by the fact that we like Joe Musgrove. He went to Grossmont High School. Paulie, now, did you actually coach Joe at some point?
Are you responsible
coming up
for his success? Paul
yeah, taught him everything he knows.
Nice.
You're welcome, San Diego. No. I started coaching the freshman team, and I can't remember where the years line up. It was either his senior year, where he was obviously on varsity and getting scouted and all that, or it was the year after he left, but we've ran into each other a bunch at, you know, alumni games and stuff like that at Grossmont, and then we've obviously befriended him here on the show.
So I don't want to say that I'm unbiased, because
I'm biased.
We like Joe.
We're very biased. We want him to do well.
And I'm excited to have him. But the fundamentals behind Joe Musgrove are very positive. Picking up this guy, he became basically the number one starter for the Pittsburgh Pirates, which isn't like saying he's the number one starter for the Dodgers or the Rays, but he became their best pitcher. So you're getting another team's essentially best pitcher for a package of mid-level prospects. You're also getting a guy who is clearly on the upswing in his career. And when you looked into these numbers this weekend, I don't know how much you saw, Woods, though. Hey, the ERA, 3.86 last season, career ERA over 4. It doesn't scream like, oh, is he going to even make this Padres rotation? It's where he's been going. The strikeout rate going up, the peripheral, the spin rates, the things that the scouts really look closely at. He is trending in the right direction in almost everything. And if he continues to make that next step, if he, you know, he could be a 3.5, 3.3 ERA type guy for the Padres with a lot of strikeouts. That's normally, that's like a number two starter for most teams. For the Padres, he'll probably be a number four starter. That's great when you can add a guy like that.
There's no question, man. He's got bullpen experience, too. He pitched out of the pen for the Astros in 2017 when they won a World Series. You know, and that's something that when that does happen, when the Padres do reach the postseason, unless he's gangbusters and one of your most reliable starters, that's a really nice piece to have. Every team needs that guy. The guy that's going to be able to come in and spot start or come in and go, you know, somebody gets lit up in the first inning. Okay, no problem. We got Joe down there to go six if we need him to just eat innings. Maybe you're up or down a bunch in a big game in the playoffs. Having Joe Musgrove is going to help this team tremendously. He's a hard, hard worker, high character guy, phenomenal teammate. Oh, by the way, he also happens to loathe the Los Angeles Dodgers. So that's, did you see the video of him going around?
I did not.
He was like celebrating something, and he's like, oh, yeah, L.A., F the Dodgers. F the Dodgers forever. I was like, well, you're in.
Instagram Live. I believe it was right after the World Series.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Right after when they won the World Series in 2017. So, yeah, he's a natural fit here. Obviously, hometown guy. We're elated to have him. And, again, just a brilliant depth move. You gave up Hudson Head, who's 19 years old. You gave up Omar Cruz, probably the second most notable guy going to Pittsburgh, 21-year-old left-hander. Doesn't have real dazzling type stuff. Drake Fellows. I'd never heard of Drake Fellows. Had you?
The name actually did ring a bell. I didn't know anything about him, but the name sort of seemed familiar.
22-year-old pitcher drafted in the sixth round in 2019. 6'5", right-hander. Has never made a professional appearance before this trade. So not a lot is known about Drake Fellows. David Bednar we saw a little bit last year. Hard thrower, but again, he's going to get an opportunity in Pittsburgh to probably work out of their bullpen.
Wasn't one of the top four or five guys in the Padres bullpen.
No. And then, of course, Joey Lucchese, which is interesting, man. The Joey Lucchese saga, as it's unfolded here in San Diego, is a weird one. Because, Paulie, if I'm not mistaken, was it him that me and you went the first time I ever sat in the press box? Wasn't it us to go watch Joey Lucchese's first start as a San Diego Padre, me and you together?
No, I don't think so. I thought it was Luis Urias. I thought that was your first time to the press box.
I can't remember, but I remember everyone was very hyped on Joey Lucchese. The Cherv, left-hander, deceptive, the whole thing. And you know what, man? He had a couple of okay years. I mean, he was literally just a guy, just an average guy.
He was durable. He made more starts than any other Padres pitcher in 2018 and 2019. Mainstay of the rotation.
But last year, I think it spoke volumes about how they were viewing Joey Lucchese in that when they had nothing. I mean, when the starting pitchers were just dropping like flies, Joey still didn't get a look. You know, he just still didn't get a look, didn't give him an opportunity really to do anything at all last year. And you know, look, he's going to have a new life with the Mets. Maybe a fresh start is what he needs. I don't know if he'll make their rotation either. I mean, they've got a pretty solid.
They're a team that is expecting to contend this year like the Padres. Joey Lucchese was no better than the eighth or ninth starter where the Padres were concerned. If he's better than that for the Mets, then the Mets aren't as good as they hope they are going to be right now. If they're counting on Joey Lucchese for major innings this season, that's not necessarily a good thing for the Mets.
Yeah, and you know, we'll see how they decide to use him. Maybe there's something. Maybe there's something that they see in him that they can get out of him. And we wish him wish him well as well. He's a good dude. Didn't complain. You know, wasn't real outspoken about not getting an opportunity last year. So again, one of those fresh start kind of deals. Hopefully, he can do something with it. And then, of course, last Friday was a busy day for AJ Preller. Had five guys in danger of going to ARB. He got them all done before. Everybody's locked down. Tommy Pham, Emilio Pagan, Caratini, Altavilla, Denelson Lamet, of course, being the jewel at $4.2 million. And then he reloaded the cupboard on signing day, Benny. Restocked the low levels of the minors by going out and getting switch-hitting shortstop Victor Acosta for $1.8 million. He got Samuel Zavala, center fielder from Venezuela, and Daniel Montesino, also from Venezuela, corner outfielder. So all the guys that he moved, you know, outfielder, shortstop, outfielder, he literally just restocked on Friday on International Signing Day.
We talked with International Scouting Director Chris Kemp late in the show on Friday with a couple of those updates. But, you know, this is where AJ has been so successful the last few years that has allowed him to make many of these trades. The international market was critical in helping get Yu Darvish from the Cubs. They traded a bunch of those guys, lower-level international guys, in that Darvish trade. The depth that they were able to build in the minor leagues has allowed them to pick up guys like Blake Snell and Joe Musgrove this offseason. So now he's got to start doing it over again. But he has time. He had this year. He'll have the next couple of years to continue to add pieces. And if he continues to hit, Padres will be fine for a long time into the future as well.
Agreed. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what he wanted to do. And again, by getting all these guys, Ben, that have these extra years of control, dude, he'll have now, let's say the window's 3 years. So their major league roster and their pitching rotation looks pretty good for this year and next year, right? So what does that allow AJ Preller to do? It allows him to continue to draft. It allows him to international sign next year. this is how it's going to go. So you're going to give him more time to get those prospects that he has in the lower levels up to the higher levels and so on and so on. The San Diego Padres right now are the model for how you do it in baseball. They're the model. This, I mean, granted, it's all on paper right now. They haven't gone out and won anything with it. But this is the model. Getting guys with control, number one, okay? We're trading prospects for guys with control. Check. We're able to reload our farm system and stay top 10. Hell, top 5. Check. They're not mortgaging any future for any of these guys. Some of these guys are going to go off and do great things, but it doesn't matter because you got major league caliber, you know, aces in these deals. It's brilliant.
I get it. We're the flagship station. We're going to be bullish
on
the team.
I would be, if I was on any station in town, well, I would be saying this.
It's hard to come up with a legitimate complaint right now.
You can't.
About the Padres and their offseason. Now, you know, health, sure. Yeah, that's always a question. And if the Padres do get derailed, well, yeah, bad luck and health can take down the most promising.
Of course.
Teams. Woods, there's no guarantee. But if the Padres stay reasonably healthy, they will be in the postseason.
Yes.
And they will have that chance to win a World Series in October this year.
Yeah, so. No doubt about it.
All right, Woods, Don't Do This is coming up next.
Oh, my God. All righty. I mean, guy's out of a job. He is out of a job. Don't ever send unsolicited wiener pics to a girl. Especially don't send them as a last resort.
I'd even go further and say, even if they're solicited, don't even do it.
What if they want it, man?
I still say probably don't do it. Don't do this. And that's not the only scandal in sports. University of Tennessee.
Oh, man.
Dealing with their own trouble in the football program. Get to that coming up next. It's Ben and Woods. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.